am looking for your feedback today, and I'm getting quite a bit in the inbox here. If you want to drop me a note, your thoughts. How do we step up and stop these school shootings without destroying the United States Constitution? How do we protect my lawful right to keep and carry, protect mine, my world and my family, myself personally? How do I protect myself, protect the Constitution, but stop these school shootings? Getting a lot of thoughts. Get rid of No Kid Left Behind in the school system. When I was a kid, kids with bad issues were removed from school and sent to special schools. Then the state closed those schools. Also, for all the talk of removing bullying, teachers still turn a blind eye and allow it to happen. That's from Brian. Let's see here. We need to take back the ability to discipline our kids. When I screwed up, I got the belt, and I didn't die from it. Ended up with responsible respect and knew to own my actions. Accountability. That's from Michael. See, no backpacks. Metal detectors, writes Roger. And then I learned this. Caught this one. Who sent me this? Florida schools have see-through backpack requirements. See-through backpacks in Florida. Comes from Creighton. Creighton, really appreciate that. I didn't know that, but there has to be some solutions here. Go to stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Send me your thoughts. Oh, and here's one that I wanted to share with you on the shortage of more than 100 prescription drugs in America right now. Good morning, Steve. To add to the drug shortage issue, it's actually nothing new. It's just expanding. We in anesthesia regularly had critically short supplies of many drugs going back 15 years. One time I was in charge, was the charge doc. I got a call from the pharmacy. We ran out of a critically important drug in the middle of the day. I called our department head and asked, should we cancel elective surgery since we had no substitute and not having this drug could cause serious life-threatening issues? His response was, hell no. Keep those ORs going. Anyway, the reason for the drug shortages is when Congress declared a war on pharmaceutical companies and started making them eat the cost of medicine in the name of social benefits, so they stopped making out-of-patent drugs. Hence, China jumped in. This was well-documented in an old Wall Street Journal expose, and now we're about to do it again. Blame the opioid epidemic on drug companies rather than the drug cartels, which, again, was proven to be the cause of opioid deaths, not our doctors, not prescription drugs. I can go on, but this is probably a wall of text by now. Anyhow, thanks for always your conservative voice. Hoping there's still a country to save by 2024. Me too. That comes from Steve. All right, so keep the letters coming. Keep the comments coming. We need to speak up and be heard to get things solved around here. Speak up and be heard. SteveGruber.com, drop me a note. I look forward to it. All right, Joe Concha over at the Hill, stunned by the flight of prominent staffers from the team of Vice President Kamala Harris. He calls it a sinking ship. Listen to this.
Simone Sanders just left one of the easiest jobs in Washington. Spokesperson for Kamala Harris? The Kamala Harris who hasn't done one formal press conference during your more than 300 days in office? Who has done one one-on-one interview since June? Who keeps his public profile as Edward Snowden? Being the VP spokesperson is like being the toll collector in an easy pass lane. There's not a lot to do. But I guess when your boss's approval is at 28% and she's polling even lower on her number one job, the U.S. southern border, where migrants continue to flow over, 2 million passing over this year, I guess I would leave too, because this is a sinking ship. And Simone Sanders was a prominent figure.
She was. And it was almost a consolation prize. Simone Sanders, she was big with Bernie, you may recall. Big with Bernie. She came over to help out. She said, you know what? I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Congressman Richard Hudson, meanwhile, says the wheels are coming off the bus for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. It's hard to argue that point any further, really. Listen to this.
The vice president came to Charlotte this week and got behind the wheels of an electric bus and pretended to drive it and sang the children's song, "The Wheels of the Bus Go Round and Round." Well, I've got a message for the vice president. The wheels are coming off the bus. When you look at this month's jobs report, it's the worst jobs report of the year.
Yeah, it is the worst jobs report, by the way. If you missed that at the end of last week, the jobs report, 210,000 new jobs added in November. They were expecting 600,000, so we came in at about a third. The unemployment rate dropping to 4.2%, but so what? All that means is a whole lot of people left the workforce. And that's a big part of what happened in 2020. People that were close to retirement or somewhere in that mix and said, well, I can go a little leaner into retirement. They did. They leaned into it a little less in their bank account. They said, well, whatever, it's better than dealing with this crap. So away they went. So you had a lot of people leave the workforce altogether. Meanwhile, this is important. And I want to touch on this for a moment. But the mandates for people to be fully vaccinated to keep their jobs, those are getting tossed out by big healthcare systems all over the country now. In fact, in Ohio, the Cleveland Clinic, the latest big medical system to say, we don't care about vaccine mandates anymore. The reason? Not enough doctors and nurses and anesthesiologists and staff members at the hospitals. You're running out of staff because you're firing people that don't comply with the demands. So the Cleveland Clinic, the latest in stopping the mandates, saying, no, we're not going to do this. Expect other hospital systems around the country to do the same, saying, no, we're not going to do this. If you want to keep up on this, I suggest you stay up with Alex Berenson on Substack. Yep, on Substack. Because, well, he's the one keeping me up to date on the hospital systems that are tossing out mandates and so much more. He'll keep you up to date as well. Here's something you should stay up to date on. PatriotFoods.com, new products every day. By the way, a brand new source for that American-raised beef. Better prices, I'm told. That's right. PatriotFoods.com, protecting American farmers, American producers of agricultural products, fruits, vegetables, beef, Amish meats and cheeses, but also great American companies putting forth products for Christmas. No supply chain issues. Go to PatriotFoods.com if you spend $100 or more. Free delivery in America. Anywhere in America. Free delivery to your doorstep. And it'll be there. Trust me. That's PatriotFoods.com. You should check that out. Now, it seems the worst team in professional sports actually won a game yesterday. And the college football playoffs are set for New Year's Eve. Very exciting. We'll have that straight ahead. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.